Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with pastors Errol Beckford and Diana Robinson from Celebration Tabernacle Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIE. Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in it.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Make Your Day Count. We want to make sure that we extend the invitation to the International Prayer Quake taking place beginning Wednesday, September 10th at 6:30 p.m. at Celebration Tabernacle Church, going into Thursday, all day Thursday from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., and then Friday from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., and then Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to noon. And that's the Ministers Prayer Network that is going to be having their annual International Prayer Conference, Prayer Quake 2025, Arise and Shine, and is being hosted at Celebration Tabernacle Church. So we invite you to come anytime that you're able during those times. If you go to the Celebration Tabernacle Church Facebook page, we have the video announcement for that pinned to the top of the page so you get more information.
Hallelujah. It's going to be a great time of refreshing, great teaching. The teacher is Dr. Muzi MacDuba and Gloria MacDuba. They are very versed in the Word of God, and they have a message, impartation of God's Word that will come to you, and you'll be benefited from that conference. It's just not just doing a conference is, but it's one that you will learn the Word of God. You will see the application of God's Word, and you'll be able to go home and live out God's Word in your life. So we invite you to come and be a part of the International Prayer Conference.
Beginning this Wednesday night at 6:30 p.m. at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard. Our topic all this week is the reality of faith. Faith is real, and it brings forth great results in the life of the believer.
Yes.
Believer. We must be a believer and not a doubter. We believe that the Word of God works. How does it work? By faith. Remember last week we had the scripture that it must be mixed with faith in order to be profitable. If the word, if we're hearers only and we're not mixing it with faith, then it is unprofitable unto us. And we want the word to be profitable. So we must mix it with faith.
Dan, you want to stay there because you make a profound statement, and we do not want to just move away from that statement. How does the Word of God work? By faith. How does the Word of God work? By faith. The Word of God does not work by our thinking. How we think. It doesn't work that way. The Word of God does not work by how we feel. It doesn't work that way. The Word of God works in the believer's life by faith. That's why the Word of God only works for those who what? Believe. The Word of God only works for those who believe. Outside of that, it will not work. It's never going to work. Go ahead, Diane.
That's Hebrews chapter 4, verse 2. For indeed, the gospel was preached to us as well as to them. Yeah. But the word which they heard did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in those who heard it. So let's talk about two groups.
Yes.
It was preached to them. It was preached to us. but it was only profitable to the group that mixed it with faith. So we're not coming to church to be entertained.
Yes.
We're not tuning in to make your day count for our religious checklist.
Yes.
We want the word of God to be mixed with faith in order to be activated, to bring forth proven results in our life, for it to be our reality, not something for the old by and by, well, someday, right now. Now, faith. Now, faith.
Yes.
Is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Now, faith.
So I am a believer and not a doubter. I am a believer and not a doubter. I am a believer of what the word says. I am not a doubter. So I train myself to believe what the word says. I have to what? Train myself to believe what the word says. And when I believe what the word says, I get the result. And for me to believe what it says, I have to take it on faith.
Mm-hmm. Now, why do we have to train ourselves? Now, what do you think? Because the flesh and this and the and our faith are going to constantly clash.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
They're going to constantly clash. Your mind is going to tell you one thing, but you have to have faith that from the word of God that what you believe is going to happen. And it's seeing in a realm that we really can't see.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that takes practice and that takes intentional faith to do that. God isn't a Santa Claus that he goes around and he has a big bag and he gives us what we want. It's his word of God that tells us what we can ask for. You know, it's according to his will. And
yes.
The whole Bible tells us that if you believe, it will be given unto you.
Yes.
And it's the faith of things hoped for. The substance of things hoped for. What's that verse again?
The evidence of things not seen.
Okay, so you're hoping for it, but you can't see it. Exactly. Exactly.
Go ahead, Diane.
In John chapter 3, Nicodemus, he saw something in Jesus.
Yes.
That Jesus was able to produce things at a level that he was not able to produce just through his intellectual study of the scriptures alone. So he comes to Jesus, the Bible says, by night, and he says to him, Rabbi, this is in John chapter 3, verse 2, we know that you are a teacher come from God, for no one can do these signs that you do unless God is with him. Jesus answered and said to him, most assuredly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. So in order for us to be able to see, we must be born again. How are we born again? By faith.
Yes.
So we're utilizing faith for salvation. And that's the same faith that then we have to use for manifestation in the earth of God's kingdom to bring forth the vision, the purpose, the thing that he has created us for, the solution that's on the inside of us. So we have to have faith for salvation. Without faith, there is no salvation because we have to first believe, right? We believe, we confess with our mouth that Jesus is Lord. We're doing that by faith. We're not doing that by sight. We're doing that based off of the spiritual principle that we have learned and has bore witness with us that if we confess with our mouth, we believe in our heart that Jesus is Lord, that we shall be saved. We weren't there at the crucifixion, but it's bearing witness in our spirit by faith. So we're able to see, have an illustrative picture in our mind of what transpired on the cross as we're reading the word of God and we're seeing what took place and we're believing that by faith. So as a believer, we must continue then a life of faith. Just like we believe for our salvation, there are other things that God wants to do, works that he wants to do in us and through us in the earth. And we have to exercise that faith.
Yes. So only those that believe will see. Only those who believe will see. Except you being born again, you cannot see. This is what Jesus says to Nicodemus. He says, except you born again, You cannot see the kingdom of God. You're not able to do it. You can't. You have to be born again. And how can one be born again? And the Bible clear on this. He that believeth on the Lord, watch this, mm-hmm. Jesus Christ will be changed, will be saved from a reprobate mind, from a carnal mind. It's believing. And believing is by faith. When I pray, in order for me to get the answer to my prayer, I have to believe that what I just talked to God about is scriptural. It's scriptural. Because he says, he is faithful and just to forgive. That's scriptural. So when I ask God for forgiveness, he says, he is what? Faithful and just to forgive me. So I have to believe that now. That he what? Forgive me. Based upon what? The scripture. Mm-hmm. Yes.
And Nicodemus, I know we go back to this text over and over again because there's so many levels to it.
Yes.
Because one is talking about salvation, mm-hmm. but it's also talking about then manifestation.
Uh-huh.
For him to be able to manifest that which he's seeing Jesus do. And the Bible doesn't give us much of an account of Nicodemus's life along the way, but we do see him again at the crucifixion. And he rose to a place of power and authority, of boldness, that he was able to ask for the body of Jesus, and it was given to him. So while the disciples and such were there and all their emotions and their devastation, they didn't rise up in any type of authority to ask to receive Jesus's body. But Nicodemus, not only did he enter into salvation, he entered into manifestation in his life to where he was at a position of authority. He was trusted. They remember how all the scribes and the rulers and such, they were so concerned that the disciples were going to come steal the body and all this such. But Jesus was still released into the hands of Nicodemus. And then they put him in the tomb of Joseph of Arimathea. So he had that power. He had that authority. So the very things that he saw Jesus doing in his earthly ministry that drew him to Jesus, he was now able to operate in the same dominion power in the earth. So it was not fake. It was faith. And that's what brought to pass that which he desired from Jesus, he was able to operate in his life. Make your day count.
Thank you for joining us for our Make Your Day Count broadcast. Come and grow with us as we go forward this year. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. We are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make Your Day Count.
Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.